to the show that never ends, and I shall not go any further for fear of copyright. So anyways, in this particular episode, the Red Widow is discussing a new superhero. Let's get to it. We're talking about Mr. Pretentious. You got to tell me about this.
Captain Pretentious.
Oh, it's Cap. I'm sorry. The Captain Pretentious is on.
Yeah.
We're going to get it down. I already hit record.
Okay, so.
Snuck that motherfucker in.
Captain Pretentious. That is, I guess, Ronnie's moniker, his alter ego, which basically, it was him all the time anyway. But
now, wait a minute. Hold on. I got to ask. Did he give himself that name? Or did you give it to him?
No, but he was, when I met him, he was already, referring to himself as that. So I don't know if someone gave that to him.
And he just kind of went, you know what? That works. I like it.
It fucking works. It really does.
Oh, my God.
But, I think Mike kind of cracked up, when I texted you that one day. And it was just basically I was married to the redneck David Coverdale. I mean, I have no other way of describing it really.
I think it was after you mentioned that, because I was like, when you said the redneck David Coverdale, I'm like, okay, right on. That explains a little bit about him. And then when all of a sudden it's and something else you were mentioning, and Captain Pretentious came up, and I couldn't stop fucking laughing. I was like, that's funny as hell, dude.
Yeah, he would do stuff he would post things online and just be like, Captain Pretentious rides again. It'd be him doing something stupid, and I'm just like, what the hell? And then, okay, I'll tell you, I actually hadn't been dating him that long, and he had gotten a van because we were going to start to do the whole vendor thing, so he got a van, and he somehow flipped this van over. In the road leading up to the house, and see, it's a dirt road. If you've never lived in Appalachia, you don't know what you're missing, because these gravel roads, man, I tell you what, it's a lot of fun. But it was over on its side, the van was, and I have no idea how he did this. And he posted, he didn't post it, he texted me the picture. And he's like, Captain Pretentious rides again.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm sitting looking at this overturned van going, what the fuck did you do? And he was just like, I turned the van over. It was awesome.
It was awesome. I fucked up. I fucked up the car. It was great. And you probably have that white, I call it white, pissed off wife face. Like, I really want to ring you by the balls, motherfucker.
So I'm like, I can't leave you alone for 5 minutes and you're doing this shit. And he was just like, it was okay. And the neighbors rolled the van back over onto its wheels, and I drove the rest of the way back to the house. And I'm like,
that's fucking funny.
What the fuck? But he would do shit like that. Like the time that he decided he was going to wear this patterned shirt that had hyper-realistic hot dogs on it with mustard that were glistening in the sun. And so he's wearing his hot dog shirt, and he decides that he's going to ride the horse at Magic Mart, the little kid's pony thing that, goes up and down. So he gets on this horse and he puts money in it and films him, he has someone film him, and he sends it to me, and I'm at work. And he's in a hot dog shirt, riding the kitty ride at Magic Mart. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's a hot dog.
I'm like, you should see this shirt. It's like, it's not just art or a photograph of a hot dog. These are the super hyper realistic, Lisa Frank looking fucking hot dogs on his shirt. electric yellow mustard.
Electric yellow. These are electric hot dogs.
Then he would do this shit. He wore women's pants. He had these pants that had roses on them. They were skinny-legged women's pants that have roses on them, somehow manages to wear these things and not look like, you know, I don't know. Just, I mean, girls love this shit. Like, for
real. Oh, my God!
Girls loved Ronnie. Like, I shit you not. This man, when he was, like, all fucking, you know, fucked up and had half a foot and couldn't fucking half-ass walk and, like, one side of him didn't even fucking work because of strokes and he's got diabetes and, you know, half a heart and, like, everything else. Walk into a room and chicks are all like, oh! You know? And I'm just like... You do realize this motherfucker is only like half a dude, right? Like half of him's missing at this point. But it don't matter.
Jeez.
So, and
it's a
so
hot
once
dog.
You go Ronnie, you never go back. It doesn't matter if you were 16 and he, you know, done you the one time and that was it and he thought of you as a friend. But no, you got to show up at his wedding. To third wife.
That you need to save for the next episode. That one, I remember you telling me about that. That needs to be an entire episode on its own. Because oh holy
yeah,
crap!
Anyway, so the whole Captain Pretentious thing. I'll give you another example.
Yeah, I was gonna say let's stick with Captain Pretentious because like
yeah,
that's kind of interesting and funny right now.
Of shenanigans is that okay? So when he was in several bands, and I should say yes, he was the rock star scientist, the only one that I've ever actually personally known.
Was it scientist or biologist?
Well, it was a biologist. He was a fish and reptile biologist. But so he went, you know, his name was Ronnie Sora, and he went by the name Konstantin Soronov because it sounded cool, and it was spelled. Khanstantine, Constantine.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was his name. And see, that was his moniker, see, because he did a lot of graphic design, a lot of promotion for, like, you know, places in Beckley and Charleston and around to, you know, for shows and whatnot. And so, of course, he had, like, you know, Constantine, you know, on everything. And, oh, my God, leather pants, tank tops, just, you know, earrings, like, rings on every finger, like he thinks he's fucking Robert Plant. Just all the time. Like, he was never off. He was always on. So, and everybody was baby. Everybody, like, you know, geez. I mean, it was just like everybody's baby and sweetie and darling, you know, everything. And, you know, he'd just be like, hey, baby, can I have a cigarette? You know, just random chicks. They just walk up to random chicks and they'd be like, not even smokers, or like, I'll pull one out of my pussy for you, buddy. You know, yeah. I mean, just...
I'm sorry, that gave me a weird visual right there. You know, girl, put, you know, how, you know, she puts the cigarette in. There you go.
Anything else for you, man?
the clitoris lights up, turns red. Kind of like Rudolph's nose, you know?
But, I mean, and the thing, like, oh my God.
I'm sorry.
I showed you that one video of David Coverdale, the way that he opened things, the way that he held things, the way he moved his hands and everything. I'm like, Ronnie did those exact things because he would just go up to random chicks, ask for a cigarette, don't even have a light or nothing, and they'd light a cigarette for him, and he'd just be like, hey, you know? And you're just like, he was like this all the time.
Man, no offense, but he could never do that on this side of the continent. Because I guarantee the one comment that would pop up would be, this fucking bunkie over here asked me for a cigarette and then hit on me. Because you know that's what these pretentious girls here would fucking do.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you're fucking cute. Do you have a fucking Lamborghini? No, fuck off.
Oh shit, but yeah, like I don't know, man. It was, and the thing is, he was always like that, and a lot of people, I guess, thought that it was a whole lot of, I guess, pretension and affectation and everything. But he was actually really like that. He was actually a much better human being than I am, because he always gave people the benefit of the doubt. He loved everybody, and very rarely had anything bad to say about people. He did all this stuff, but I'm just like, dude, what? How are you? I mean, I don't know how somebody didn't like just kill him and leave him in a ditch somewhere just from some of the shit that he would pull. It's just, I have no idea.
What is,
But
hold on, what is some of the, aside from what you've already mentioned, what is some of the other shit he would actually pull?
well, I mean, he trusted people and like just never saw a stranger. Yeah, it is just like. And he'd just go and ask people for things like, hey, can I, can I bum a ride? Or hey, can I bum a smoke? Or hey, can I do this? Or like whatever. And I'm just like, fuck them motherfuckers. I'll just walk.
No
I don't need to talk
shit.
to you. And I mean, he was just getting cars with people, show people's houses. Like he'd be in town, and there'd be like somebody would put out some of their shit from their house, and Ronnie would just go and just load that shit up, like. Like there'd be like a table or something. I was like, oh my, that table. It's like, but dude, this is somebody's house. It's in their yard. Just like, just go load that shit up, bring it home. I'm like, where the hell did you get that from?
Yeah, I got it from that neighbor over there. He ain't using it, so fuck it. I was gonna use it, you know?
It's in his yard, so I just came went and got it. That kind of shit. And I'm just like, what the hell, man? Oh my God, just the shit
You're gonna get
that
a shot,
he's
dude.
Oh my God. But yeah, he just, oh my, just, it was just hilarious. And just, again, very endearing. And even dudes would put up with him. And I'm like, just, I don't know. Like, he was everybody's friend. So that's one thing I never figured out, because I'm just like, fuck everybody is my mantra. But,
Well, maybe it's
like
cause,
that.
well, I don't know about the girls, but like you already mentioned, we went over that. But I think with the dudes, it's like, well, he brings the chicks with him. Fuck it, you know?
It's like wherever he's at, there's chicks, so
There's
like
chicks.
we'll
Not
do
that
it.
you'll get that lucky, but whatever. Maybe you got a shot. Who knows?
But I don't know if I sent you that one song. I don't remember what it was when he
You
was in
sent me
fellowship.
three. You sent me three of them, but like the problem I had with them is like, they're not. It's not that the songs are bad. It's just the recording's kind of odd, so it makes it hard to hear certain things. So like, the one what was it? The one song kind of sounded good, but the fucking guitar player had no. He didn't have a noise gate or anything. So like, what happens is if you don't have for
It's
the.
the mixes were kind of weird, or I'm not sure what it is,
It's not
but
a mix. What it is it sounds like basement recordings. Like they just took a four track, set up some mics somewhere, and just hit record. But like the one, like the guitar player has no. For those who don't know what a noise gate is, if you don't pluck the string, there's no noise coming out of the speakers. So like when the guitar player is not playing, there's this huge amount of fucking feedback. Which is
yeah.
like when you're trying to listen to a recorded song, it's like unless it's a Hendrix tune, don't give a fuck, you know? Unless you're doing something kind of like that, it's like, dude, there is some feedback in the middle of the fucking verse. Verse.
What the hell's going on right
It's
now?
not like it's to start the verse. It's like literally in the middle of the verse. It's like I have no
Yeah.
clue what the fuck this dude's singing. I mean, right on. I can't hear him because the feedback kind of engulfs everybody.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, like, there's one of the songs where you hear he's actually doing his shtick, where he's asking a lady for a cigarette,
Oh
and
yeah,
you hear
one of them
it, yeah.
starts like that, and then you hear the little click, and then it's like,
Yeah,
you're funny,
I
dude.
did that. I was just like, what the
Yeah, the lighter click. That shit was funny when I heard it. I was like, yeah, that's fucking hilarious, dude. Now, mind you, I'm only assuming, so but I think him and I musically would have been like polar opposites. Like I'm kind of the I'm the thrash guy, you know. I started with the even though I listen to some of it now, But like at 16 and shit, you know, I didn't give a fuck about glam rock. I only wanted to listen to my thrash. I only wanted to listen to death metal. As long as it was angry, even if it ain't evil, or even if it was evil, that's all I wanted to listen to. If I heard some dude in a song going, "Hey babe, light my cigarette," I was like, "Fuck that!" I'd have been like, middle finger be raised. Fuck that! Fuck that! That's what I would have been at like 16 to like 20. Nowadays, I just don't give a shit. It's like, hey, right on. That's kind of cool. Is that's the weird part when you're getting old. It's like, I got it. We'll do. I'll go on that tangent in another episode. But yeah, that's kind of my mentality when I was younger. It's like, yeah, I get the feeling. The more Shayna talks about Captain Pretentious, it's like, yeah, he sounds like the glammy, you know, hair metal kind of guy. And I'm like on the other end of the spectrum going, fuck that. Even though I'm like in my closet with my headphones going, hold on. Going, she's got the looks to kill.
Oh my God. But and the thing is, like, most people like that, like, piss me off. That's what's so funny about it, because a lot of them are just, you know, these fucking arrogant, you know, whatever, and you know, Ronnie's just all like just fucking, he's fucking genuine. Like, he was genuinely that flamboyant, like, all the time. Like, when he got out of bed, he didn't just get out of bed. It was like hair flipping in the wind, you know, like, shit's just fucking perfect. You know, like, it's
Wait,
like
wait,
he
wait.
just
Did he
rolls
have
out
like
of
a
bed and everything's great.
did he have a friend like walking around with like a portable fan just so his hair could blow in the wind? Because if you tell me that now, if you tell me that now, I'm going to find a way to get a bunch of actors to record that shit, because that's going to be funny as hell.
Like, he could get up and, you know, like, it's morning and we, you know, like, all jacked up from being asleep all night, and he just gets up and, like, whew, here comes the hair, and he goes downstairs in his underwear, and he's just sitting there, like, with his little, like, you know, eating his steel, like, you know, like, eating that shit, like, you know, super fab, and I'm just like, motherfucker. And I'm like, oh, you know, like, my bowl of shit, because I don't give a fuck. And that was our dynamic. I mean, you know, like, people, you know, I mean, Crystal was talking, and she's like, you know, I don't think I could handle, like, being in a relationship with a guy that's prettier than me. Like, you know, I was like, I need to be a pretty one. Dude,
Oh my
you got no
goodness.
idea.
Oh, dude, don't ever let her come to the West Coast. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh my. Wow, that poor girl. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, I could just picture that. Some guy, you know, one of them pretty boys she could hook up with. And she's just like completely perturbed because like his hair and
What's so pretty?
His hair and his complexion is like completely perfect compared to like how she thinks hers is, and it's like, yeah.
Well, I mean, let's face it, Ronnie looked better than me in my baby doll t-shirts. He looked better than me in my pants. He looked better than me in my underwear. I mean, you know, he wore my makeup. Just like, I mean, I'm good with it, man. It was like, yeah, look what I got,
Yeah,
bitches.
I can picture you like trying to look for like a specific shirt or something, and all of a sudden you're like, you're rummaging through like the fucking, you know, the laundry basket and shit, and all of a sudden he turns to you and goes, "Hey babe, how's this look?" Oh, motherfucker, that's the shit I'm looking for.
Oh,
God
look
damn
at my
you.
shirt! Oh my God! And I'm just like, honey, have you seen my like Rocky Horror Picture shirt, picture show shirt? And he's just like, I'm wearing it. What?
Looks better on me.
I'm just like, oh my God, seriously?
Oh, fuck.
I mean, you know, like, and again, I mean, you know, I've actually dated other guys that were not as pretentious as Captain Pretentious, but, you know, that were pretty, or you know, like, you know, this one guy dated, like, actually had prettier hair than me. I'm almost like, you know, no, what the fuck are you using on your hair? I need to know, because this is not cool. Your hair is like perfectly wavy. It was just like these little like, you know, and I'm just like, why are you doing this? How is this a thing? And it's like
I know
this
I've
guy's
told I know
like a
I've told
keyboard
you before,
dream
but
shit.
I know I've told you before, but like Captain Pretentious needs to be like not a main character, not a focal character, but he needs to be like one of the side, but like what do you call them? The not the ones that you don't see less, but the ones that like come in so often per episode. Like he needs to be
Not
one of those.
the
Yeah, recurring character. He needs to be one of those. Like, kid
recurring
just walks in the scene. Hey, babe. Oh, fuck,
character.
he's here. Oh. You know, just one of those reactions to him.
It's like, I don't know. Again,
Oh, you know
I'm
what'd
just
be. Wait,
sorry
wait,
that.
wait. I got another idea to go with it, too. Like, this sounds totally fucked up. Just hear me out, though. And I'm sure you're probably like, oh, God. So, anyways. Okay, picture this scene. Like, you know, it's the front of a store. And you know where, like, the bubble gum machines are? So, you got a little girl in a corner. Walks over to the bubble gum machine, puts it in, and goes. Takes out her gum and he's standing there going, "Hey babe, light my cigarette." Motherfucker, I'm only 6 years old. Fuck you. Something like that. Like that would be the funniest damn scene is just for the fact that like the way you describe him, that sounds like something he would kinda do. I don't know if he'd actually do, but it's like to me, it's like I could picture him in a sick, you know, just as the Captain Pretentious shit you keep talking about, not him, you know, like some of that is like I can picture that shit in a fucking sitcom, like the reoccurring character that comes along, you know, he doesn't ask anybody how they're doing, hey, shit like that.
Like settle up to the counter at like you know the store and like all the ladies of course knew him. He'd just be like, "Hey, I'm here for the regular." They're like, "All right, Marble Myth all lights, here you go, baby." And he's just all like, you know. And I'm just like, "Really, dude? Really?"
Did you ever? That's the thing I was meaning to ask. Like, when he does shit like that, did you ever literally just burst out going, really? Fucking really? Like, you ever do that just outright? Just because, like, finally your mind's like, you know, you kind of forgot inner voice versus, like, outer voice, and you're
Yeah,
like.
I've done that. He gives me like the side eye, you know, like for real, like the Robert Plant side eye, and I'm just like, you motherfucker! Now you're doing it to me. It's working.
It's working.
It's
That's fucking
totally
funny.
working. Stop it.
That's fucking hilarious. Holy shit. I don't know, any more to add to this, or we good? What?
That's maybe a pretty good stopping point, just you know.
All right, hold on a sec. Hey there, enjoying our podcast, but would like to take us with you wherever you go? Yeah, I know that's a bit creepy, huh? But you can subscribe to our podcast through any of these formats. For iOS, Apple devices, you can use the podcast app. For Android, you can use the Google Play Music app. And the next few are available on both. You have Deezer, you have Spotify, and our podcast host's app is Podomatic. So yes, you can get the Podomatic app and actually catch our show. Or on any of the aforementioned apps. So just pick one, download our app, and take us with you.